Kia ora, ko tōna katoa ku ingoa, and this is your Wātea News. A member of the Oranga Tamariki Advisory Board says this week's revelations about assaults at a Christchurch care and protection residence means the board's report on the agency should come as no surprise to the public. Dame Nada Glavish says the board is putting the finishing touches to its report, which involved more than 70 consultations around the country. He says it has taken a whistleblower video for the public to hear and understand the pleas of young people and their whānau.
All of them say something similar to what was on TV, and it's taken a public viewing for the public to become outraged by it. Families and whānau have been outraged with some of the behaviour of some Oranga Tamariki staff for quite some years, including me.
Dame Nada Glavish says she agrees with the decision to close the Christchurch unit. Tāmaki Makaurau MP Pēni Hinare says he's keen to hear an urban Māori view of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson yesterday thanked members of the independent advisory group which wrote the He Puapua report, setting out possible steps to implement the declaration and open up the debate to the Māori world, with more general consultation to happen next year. Mr. Hinare says it's good the issue is now being put out to the public after months of inaccurate attacks from the opposition.
I want us all as a nation to have a mature conversation about what our future looks like and what is the role of tangata whenua and how do we lift up prospects for all of us, and I think that'll hopefully bear out in the consultation. You know, I'd be really keen to see the view of Tāmaki Makaurau and what this means for them in those urban settings where many of our people find themselves at the wrong end of...
Pēni Hinare. A new resource will help the next generation learn about the history of the Māori Battalion. Developed by the Ngārimu VC and the 28th Māori Battalion Scholarship Board to fit within the Social Studies and Aotearoa New Zealand History sections of the curriculum, Associate Education Minister Calvin Davis says it's part of a shift towards an education system that gives Māori authority over education for Māori. He says it allows akunga Māori, ngarangatira mua pōpō, to see themselves and to see their ancestors in their learning. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care has appointed Helen Portiki as its Acting Executive Director. She replaces Mervyn Singham, who has been picked to head the new Ministry for Ethnic Communities. Ms. Portiki from Tapuika, Ngāti Porou and Ngaitahu was a policy manager at the Office of Ethnic Communities and has previously been acting chief executive for the Ministry for Women. And that is your Wātea News.